Hey, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone on our program. We're visiting today with Ed Fallon. He's a member of Irish Session. They're going to be playing just in time for St. Patrick's Day at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield this weekend, Saturday, March 16th, a 7 p.m. event. Should be a fun time if it's a St. Patty's Day celebration. Ed, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Very good. Irish Session. I'm guessing you guys are a hot one this time of the year.
Oh, yeah, the St. Patrick's Day week, as we call it, keeps us pretty darn busy. I think we've got five or six performances in addition to the usual once-a-week traditional session we have somewhere in the Des Moines metro.
Yeah, you guys aren't just a one-shot-a-year wonder. You guys are playing all year long. Talk a little bit about the group. How'd you guys get together?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if anybody remembers. It happened about 30 or more years ago. A few people just started hanging out. It was then, I think, Colorado Feed and Grain in Des Moines. That place doesn't even exist anymore. And, you know, I think it was once a month, and then it just kind of spread to another place called Java Joe's, which also doesn't exist anymore. But, you know, and it just kind of caught on. And at some point, you know, I got involved, I don't know, maybe close to 20 years ago, I suppose, 15, 20 years ago. And we started finding other venues because we realized, you know, this is so much darn fun that we don't need to do it once a month. We need to do it every week. And we had all these different places we would play every second Tuesday somewhere. I think there was once a month we would play at a Lebanese restaurant in Des Moines, and we had belly dancers performing while we played Irish music. It was pretty unique.
Well, and you're playing specific music with a name like Irish Session. We can kind of guess what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, it's traditional Irish music, although every once in a while somebody throws a piece of a Cajun tune in there or something else. And yeah, and you never quite know how it's going to go. You never know who's going to show up. There's all these different musicians. Sometimes it's five of us. Sometimes it's 20. We can have a small crowd. Usually we've got pretty big crowds. And, you know, and then we take it on the road, too. I mean, like you said, we're going to be playing in Greenfield. On the 16th, the day before St. Patrick's Day. We're very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, very good. How'd you come upon this type of a group?
Well, I'm Irish, Irish-American. I used to spend, you know, a lot of time in Ireland as a kid with my grandparents. They both came to the U.S. from Roscommon County. And, other people's stories, everybody's got their own story. We have one guy who shows up from time to time. He's from Japan. We have people from all over the world who come to join us, but this guy came the furthest. He's from Japan, and asked how the heck did a Japanese guy learn how to play the Irish drum. And he was walking through Austin, Texas one night at midnight or so with a friend, and they heard this music coming from this bar, and he was just so enchanted with it. He went in and he realized it's Irish music, and he just became so interested he had to learn how to play. And the first piece of instruction he received from his drum instructor was, the key to being able to play the Irish drum is to drink a Guinness. So anyway, that's how he got started. Everybody's got their own story, and you know, again, mine is cultural. My family's from Ireland, and I spent a lot of time there, and it's an important part to me of my heritage.
Absolutely. Well, and as you mentioned, as you outlined here just a bit ago, you don't have to necessarily be of Irish descent to enjoy this music. What is it about this type of music that lends people to have a good time?
I don't know. It's a good question. You know, I've got a friend who plays blues, and he wasn't really familiar with Irish music. He's a professional. He plays, I don't know, half a dozen times each week. And he showed up one night and he said, you know, I don't know what it is, but this music really moves me. So I don't know what it is. There's something very compelling about it. It's oftentimes the tunes are very fast. Oftentimes the songs are very sad. And there's just something about the music itself and the delivery. And I think, you know, part of it is, I think, the spontaneity. Life in some ways has become very predictable in a lot of sectors of where we live, how we behave. But with Irish music, you never quite know how it's going to turn out. especially, you know, with a group like ours that are very traditionally based, that we're very there's a lot of spontaneity to it, and I think there's some excitement about that.
Yeah, well, and my experience is sometimes depending upon the crowd that's there, even the sad songs can turn into celebration.
This is true, yeah. You know, for us, I mean, St. Patrick's Day, we call it St. Patrick's Day week because we're pretty busy the whole week, and a big chunk of this coming week is Southwest Iowa. We're going to be performing not just in Greenfield on Saturday the 16th at 7 p.m. at the Warren Cultural Center, but we'll be performing twice in Harlan the day before. We play at Hanson House at, I think, 4 in the afternoon, and then we have a traditional three-hour session at the Brickwall Gallery in downtown Harlan. So we're going to be all over Southwest Iowa this week.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to introduce us to the group, but it sounds like it could be just a combination of anything.
Well, when we take it on the road, they're kind of a standard group of people who come along, and it varies a little bit. But one of our musicians, John Duvick, also performs with a traditional U.S. American music band. Called the Barn Owl Band. They play for square dances, contra dances, things like that. He plays the bouzouki and the guitar and the fiddle. We have Anna English sings beautifully in Gaelic, so you'll hear songs in the Irish language, which I always find very very moving. She's got a great voice, plays the fiddle as well, and a cattle farmer from Tama County is also one of our musicians. He plays the harmonica, the flute, the whistle, the bones. Bones are an actual Irish instrument. They're percussive, or percussion. And in his case, his bones are made from one of his cows that got struck by lightning. Anyway, and then we have a drummer. Murph plays a traditional drum, and then I play the accordion, the whistle, the drum as well, also the guitar and the piano.
Okay, very good. Sounds like a lot of fun. You've got to have fun doing this kind of music, right? I mean, the crowds really get into it when you do things, when you do your thing, because you're usually playing in front of venues where you can actually see people there.
Oh yeah, no, we have a blast, and we play off the crowd too. You know, we have people who will request stuff, and our motto is, you know, hey, if you got a request, let us know. If we know it, we'll play it. If we don't, we'll play it anyhow.
What's the most popular song at your shows?
Oh, that's hard to say. You know, I mean, we probably play more tunes, meaning, you know, music without words, than we do songs. But in terms of songs that are popular, I don't know. Wild Rover might be, maybe. But, you know, it really depends on the crowd. And we find that once at a recent session in Des Moines, a guy came up to us, so we were just about to wrap up, and he said, you know, if you play Tell Me Ma, Tell Me Ma is a song, if you play that, my daughter will dance. So we did, and she danced, and she was fantastic, you know. So interesting things happen. You never quite know how it's going to turn out.
Yeah, so at your shows, you encourage folks to get up out of those chairs.
Sure, yeah, and that's going to... That might be a little harder at a setting like the Warren Cultural Center, but we're very much free in terms of what we accept for a response to our music.
All right, very good. Well, again, the show in Greenfield coming up this Saturday, March 16th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20 for adults. High school and younger students are free. This is a Locals and Legends series show. And if you want to get those tickets ahead of time, and we would always encourage you to do that, go online to warrenculturalcenter.com, and you can find how to get tickets there. You can also pick them up at the door if they're still available. Don't wait around to the last minute, though, just in case. The beautiful Warren Cultural Center there on the square in Greenfield is where you'll find Irish Session coming up this Saturday night. Also, a few shows in Harlan right up the road here as well this week. So look for those also and enjoy the St. Patrick's Day celebration. And I guess, Ed, just remember, you don't have to be Irish to have a celebration.
That's right.
Very good.
But I also advise my friends, don't drink green beer.
Hey, thank you so much. Take care. Have a great show.
All right. Bye-bye.